Blog Talk Radio.
Nehemiah 8:6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say Amen.
Help is on the way.
Amen.
My God has spoken. I heard him.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the radio broadcast today. We have another exciting topic that we'll be bringing forth today. So if anyone would like to call in, the number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. We will have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious. Oh, gracious Father, we come just to say thank you today to Him, the Father. Thank you that you are not looking for ideal people with an imposed list of human qualification, Lord, but that you use people from whom the world called foolish and weak, poor and insignificant. Thank you that you oppose those who exalt themselves, that you will exalt those who are humble themselves and give them your grace. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the broadcast. I thank you for those that's coming on and for those that's leaving off. God bless them. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Direct each and every one of them steps this day. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we're going to be talking about a vow. You know, so many people say they made a vow to the Lord and I won't turn back. You've heard that song. Well, they made a vow not only to the Lord, to family members, co-workers, and different other things, and they don't keep that vow. You know, I went through the Word of God, and I have quite a few verses, and I'm going to say something now and something later on the vow. In Numbers, if you have your Bibles, turn your pages to Numbers. Chapter 30, verse 2, the Word of God says, when a man make a vow to the Lord or take an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he said. I went to Deuteronomy 23 and 21. The word of God says, if you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not be slow to pay it. For the Lord your God will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin. And I went over to Brother Judges. When he saw her, he tore his clothes and cried, oh, my daughter, you have made me miserable and rich, because I have made a vow to the Lord that I cannot break. Hallelujah. Then we jump over to Brother Psalms 22 and 25. It says, from you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you will I fulfill my vow. And as you go through the scriptures, you will find different verses on, excuse me, keeping the vow. You know, it's clear in God's word that a vow of any kind is not to be taken lightly. Once someone has given his word, it becomes a binding contract to be fulfilled. You know, thus, before agreeing to any terms, it is assumed that an individual have carefully considered the consequences. You know, when you think about the current generation, that concept is rarely taught and seldom applied. A vow is deemed something made under one set of circumstances that may be broken under another. Thus, a vow to pay a creditor is ignored when the unselfishness of the product wears out. Indeed, all creditors can be avoided by a perfectly legit agreement called bankrupt. If necessary, you know, when a couple get married, they exchange vows or promise to each other. They promise to love each other and forsake all others, no matter what. That will say, you know, that will hold true even if the other partner become a drunkard, a thief, disabled, ugly, or just old. You know, but today, though the common attitude is, if it doesn't work out, I can always get out, and usually that's what happens for those that make the vow before God. You know, the original condition that made the promise seem legitimate was the change that one partner began to think he got a bum deal. Usually, it happened because being older, wiser, he believed he could have negotiated a better deal. You know, that's when people saying that they're going to make a vow to the Lord and I won't turn back. You know, there are different loopholes people are using nowadays. All kind of little trickery and things. Contracts or vows becoming void, you know. Everyone tries to leave loopholes so that it can change his mind or her mind. He can always get out of it, or she can get out of it. Then the vow becomes cloudy with different aspects of life. You know, when you think about God's promise, the reason most Christians are not able to claim God's promise is because they are not willing to meet his prerequisition. And you'll find that in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, 21st to the 22nd verse, explaining that God will answer our prayer when we do the things that are pleasing in his sight and keep his commandment. You know, few scripture principles are clearer than that of keeping our vows, literally keeping our word, both to God and to others. It is better that you should not vow than you should vow and not pay. My. Hallelujah. You know, it's important to note that God never promised us fairness in this life. You know, many times we will be bound to a higher standard than those with whom we deal. You know, quite often as a result, we will come out second best in a two-man and a two-woman contest. You know, read Psalm 73. And it's telling you in verse 17 and 18, he came into the sanctuary of God. Then I perceived therein, surely thou dost set them in slippery places, thou dost cast them down to destruction. You know, a promise that should govern our daily lives is found in Psalm 101 and verse 7. He who practices deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who speaks falsehood shall not maintain his position before me. Today we are talking about keeping a vow. We know so many people are breaking the vows every day. They said they're going to do this, they're going to do that. I make a vow. But they didn't realize when they did that and they said that, that God was holding them to that vow. My. You know, Moses speak to the leaders of the tribe when we went to Moses, there in Numbers chapter 30. Moses spoke to the head of the tribe concerning the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded. And then his instruction was to given to the leaders of the tribe for them to communicate to all others in Israel. You know, the command of the Lord regaining vows. You know, if a man make a vow to the Lord or swear an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. My. I want to thank guest 1147 for coming in and guest number 1106 and 1061. Thank you so much for stopping by. Joy and peace on the chat line. Thank you so much. You know, a vow before God is no small thing. God expressed commands that Israel should be careful to keep its vow and to fulfill every oath made. And, you know, some people today believe that vows or oaths are not permitted for a Christian today. They think this because of what Jesus said in Matthew 5:34 and 37. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, not by the earth, for it is his footstool, not by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. My. You know, the word of God is telling you, because God take our vows so seriously, sometimes it is better not to make a vow and to make one and do not keep it. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to repay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. It is better not to vow than to vow and not pay. You'll find that in Ecclesiastes 3, 4, and 5. You know, many vows are just plain foolish. I'll never do that again. It's a foolish vow. And it is foolish and unwise to demand such a vow from someone else. You know, of course, there is a vow we can and should make, a vow to praise God. Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praise unto you. You'll find that in Psalms 56, 1 through 2. So I will sing praise to you and to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. My. We're talking today about keeping a vow. And you know, Christians' usefulness to God is directly proposition to his honesty. when we give our word, then go and then go back on it, we have made our yes, no, and our no's yes. He who walk in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is crooked in his ways despise him. My. You know, honesty goes beyond our telling an outright lie. It must include being reliable to fulfill promises made God. Word called that loyalty is on a Christian part is not ultimately to another or intimidating to another. Indeed, few people are really deserving of our uncompromising loyalty. You know, when you think about your loyalty to God, our loyalty is to God and his word. In being loyal, we must become instrument for God to show others his holiness. It would really be a tough life for him. God changed his mind whenever the desire or the deal was right. Our only hope rests in the fact that God is loyal to his promise, regardless of how bad his end of the deal is. And when you go to Proverbs 26 and 7, let me turn over to that and read you what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs 6 and getting a little notes here. 6 and 7, okay. And the word of God is saying in these verses here, 6 and 7 of chapter 20, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. My. Here God is showing you and telling you, hallelujah, about your honesty. Here we're going to come down to pride. We're still talking about keeping a vow now. The opposite of humility is pride. Pride is perhaps the major sin in today's world. Pride is desire to be a first leader, leader to greed, a craving for more. When someone breaks down on a vow that has been made in good faith, it is usually either because of pride or because of greed. I think I should say that one again, because of pride or the event of greed. The real problem lies in the fact that when someone dishonors an agreement just to gain a little better deal, it is the real lovers. You know, everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. You'll read that in Proverbs 16 and 5. You know, many a time, Christians need and rethought through the Bible without getting to grasp it, the facts, the truth, present, or life handbooks. God's word says that everyone will be accountable for his word and action on the day of judgment. My. Okay, we have a caller that would like to come on. Praise the Lord, calling you now on the air. Welcome to Joy and Peace. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for coming on. Caller, area code 770. Would you like to say something? And the word of God said, Jesus Christ said that our real motives are shown by our decisions about money. We just are making a vow still now. Many compromised Christians are going to be saddened to learn that their treasures was just wood, hay, stubble,
by the grace of God.
When it really counted,
Romans
8:28. And trusted
all
in the small things, so God never
good.
Used them in
the
large things.
To love the Lord that are called according to his purpose. It don't look like it, but it always
is.
Love hallelujah. You, man. Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 We have a caller on the air. Would you like to say something, caller, on keeping a vow?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be... That's going to be kind of tricky. You got to help.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other one. You cannot serve God and mammon. You'll find that in Matthew's, the 6th chapter and the 24th verse. We're just giving God praise today on keeping a vow. When you make a vow to the Lord, you're not to turn back. You're to go on through with that vow. It's you and God that you made that vow to. It's not me. It's not your sister, your brother. But it's you and God that you went to God with this vow. And God expect you to hold on and keep your vow that you have made to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have quite a few people coming on and trying to stay on, but we're giving God glory today, today, today. You talk about a widow or a divorced woman is bound by her vows. You know, also any vow of a widow or a divorced woman by which she had bound herself should stand against her. You know, any vow of a widow or a divorced woman has no male head of a household. Her head is God directly, so she is bound by her vows. You know, if she vowed in her husband's house or bound herself by an agreement with an oath and her husband hears it and made no response to her and did not overrun her, then all her vows shall stand, every agreement by which she bound herself. Today we're talking about keeping a vow. You know, we are so conscious of our rights today that I believe our rights would ultimately cost us our freedom in the area of contracts. Many people believe it's their right to strike a better deal later if the circumstances change. But what about our responsibilities? The world means to be accountable for our action. Christ said his followers must be willing to surrender their right and become his standing. He is conceivable to think that our Lord would have made an agreement with someone then change. My. You know, his mind, and he tries to negotiate a better deal. When we're talking about keeping a vow, you know you have vowed to do something for God, and you done put an explicit about in exchange for this, okay? God kept up his end of the bargain, but why didn't you keep up yours? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did we have someone on from area code 770 would like to say something? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're just giving God praise this morning for everything he's doing for each and every person that have made a vow before the Lord and could keep praying that you can fulfill and keep that vow that you made to the Lord. Only you and God know what that vow was. You know, in Matthew 20, Jesus gave us just such an example of being satisfied with a bargain once stuck. When, you know, various workers were hired during a day at an agreement of sum, which happened to be exactly the same amount. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, those who had worked all day for the same wages as those who have worked only 1 hour, was gambling at the landlord because they felt they had been cheated. You know, the landowner responded with, "Friend, I am driving you no wrong. Did you not give or agree with me for a dinero?" You know, the issue wasn't whether or not the wages were sufficient. It was just that someone else got a better deal, and that wasn't right. When you think about when you done made a vow to the Lord, I keep coming to that song, and I won't turn back. No, I won't turn back. Well, there's so many people are making vows and turning back from the vows that they have made. Some people make vows with no intention of keeping those vows. But the word of God says in Psalms 22 and 25, "From you cometh the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you will I fulfill my vow." And in Psalm 66 and 13 it says, "I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you." My. Then we went right on over to Psalm 66 and verse 14. "By my lips promised, my mouth spoke when I was in trouble." My. If there is anyone who would like to come on the broadcast this morning, all you do is press your keypad if you want to say something about this topic this morning. We give God the praise this morning for what he's doing on this blog talk. You know, you have to remember, when you make a promise to God, don't be slow to keep it, because God doesn't like that. You know, he don't like fools. Keep your promise to God. When you vow a vow to God, just defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pray that which you have. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh. You know, and as I think about when I vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. You know, you made a commitment. A lot of you done changed the words around, so we have put commitment. That you're going to do thus and so, you're going to go here, thus and so place. But when it boiled down to it, it's nothing like you first said it was going to be. It's not at the place you said you was going to have it. So you get all boiled down on making a vow to the Lord, and you keep saying, "I won't turn back." But we have to realize that when you make a vow, you have to keep that vow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We must be willing to surrender the right and become his stand-in. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt what God has told us, what we ought to do. Stop procrastinating and get up and do it. Lean and depend on him for your everything. He will guide your footsteps every step of the way. You know, when you think about that, what we deserve, hallelujah. You know, the one certain rule of contract law is that once a contract is made, one party can decide to modify or can't. You know, I was thinking about it, as Christians, we can be truly thankful that God's contact with us is binding and firm. Otherwise, he might give us what we deserve. But however, God said that if we wish to be forgiven, we must forgive. Hallelujah. You must forgive. No matter what they did to you, no matter what they say, you must have forgiveness in your heart to see Jesus. And, you know, if we wish to be forgiven, we must forgive others. If we wish to exercise God's promise to call upon him in the days of trial, we must pay our vows. And in Psalms 50, 14 through 15, the word of God is offering to God sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah, sacrifice of praise. You know, if we wish to exercise God's promise to call upon him in our days of trial, we must pay our vow. Offering to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vow to the Most High and call upon him in the days of trouble. He shall rescue you and will honor you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are talking today about keeping a vow and not breaking it. Because it's important that we do what we ask when we ask to do it. And we can keep up with that on keeping vows. You won't have to be saying, well, I don't remember saying that. You know, if you say that, because you're going to have that written down on this particular day, this is what I see. Could be a year later that I wasn't going to keep my vows to myself. I was going to let people know that I made a vow to the Lord and I won't turn back in my Christian walk. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, once a Christian has agreed to submit to an authority, as in the case of a professional athlete by contract, he's an obligation to give honor to the authority, even if the authority doesn't deserve it. When the Apostle Paul did not condemn he's supposed to come on, hallelujah, hallelujah, authority. My, keeping a vow. How many of you out like that today are keeping the vow that you made to God a long time ago? Some just made it fresh yesterday, keeping a vow. Are you really keeping that vow to the Lord and you won't turn back? We're just giving God praise today for what he's doing with this broadcast because he is worthy to be praised. Hold on just a moment, please. Sorry for that little interruption on keeping a vow. And if anybody would like to come in on keeping a vow, have y'all been able, those that's listening in, have you been able to keep a vow that you made to the Lord? Did he have to call you back on it? Did you have to go back and repent and realize that you didn't keep your vow today? And you know, a vow is deemed something made under one set of circumstances. And, you know, when you even get things, I'll just say things, like at the store, credit, all that, you made a vow to those people that you're going to pay them back. We know things come up. You lose your job. Different things come up that sometimes it's unpreventable. But do you still, in the long run, keep that vow? Or do you throw it to the back of your mind and say, I'm not going to worry with that. That was a long time ago. But you got to realize, just like with God, you made a vow for the Lord. You say, God, if you do thus and so, do this, 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 save my children, Lord. Bring my son off of crack. Let my daughter go to college, Lord. Provide for her. I'm making a vow for such and such a thing. Okay, but you know, you done told that to God. God heard that plain as day. He wasn't hard of hearing. Did you keep that vow? And that's what we're talking about today. We're using different, because a lot of people say, well, I don't know what a vow is, or I didn't make a vow, and you know. But you have to be careful. Honesty goes beyond not telling an outright lie when you're making a vow to God. It must include reliable to fulfill the vow that you have made to God. Sometimes you make vows with friends. Well, I promise you I'm going to do thus and so. Let your, if you're a young lady, young woman, let your words be what you say they are. Don't let people catch you in a lie. When you say you're going to do something for somebody
If you can't get it done, call them. Let them know. Say, you know, my intent is good. Something came up. I told you I'd be there. At 12:45, I'm running late, but I'm still on my way. Or if an emergency come up, say, I promised you this is what I was going to do. But this came up. But can I fulfill that promise later today at a later time? Because something unforeseen where I won't be able to get. But at least that other person would know. God already know. But that other person would know. You vow to give somebody $100 as an example. Your intent was good. You may have gotten your check and was short of what you thought you was going to get. Call that person and let them know, this was my intent. I didn't mean not to do what I told you. I want to keep my commitment to God because God's sitting high and he looking low. And he looking at us that's making these vows and breaking them. And as I was going through some more scriptures in Proverbs, the 20th chapter and the 25th verse, the word of God said, it is a trap for a man to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider his vow. My, 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 my. Even in Psalm 76 and 11, the word of God said, make vow to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all the neighbor lands bring gifts to the one to be feared. And God is to be feared. You don't play with God. You don't handle God like you handling your little dog or your little cat and your little neighbors and stuff. Uh-uh. God is precious. God wants that intimate relationship with you. When you make that vow, keep that vow when you made a vow to God. We know you can make commitments. Husband and wife, when they go before God, the preacher, and everybody in attendance, they vow that day is to be there until death do us part. They vow they made that day for better or for worse, for richer or for poor. You know, that was their vow they made that day. We know things come up. Things happen in between them vows. Some try all they can to keep them vows they have made to God. And, you know, indeed it takes a husband while bound by his or her vow, or, you know, from their lips. They made that vow. And sometimes, I don't feel all the time, they had planned on keeping them vows before God. But just think about it. If the husband overruled her on the day that she hears it, he shall make void her vow, which she took and what she uttered with her lips, by what she bound herself, and the Lord will release her. You know, we have to really think about some of the things that we go to God and say that we made a vow to. And that little song just keep coming into my head by we made a vow to the Lord and I won't turn back. Because when we make a vow, you all, before God, we got to keep that vow. We know things come up, things will happen, even on our jobs. We tell the boss we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But things come up, and before you know it, you done forgot you made that vow, that you would be there on time, you would do thus and so, such and such a time. And you did it for one or two times, then you forgot about it the rest of the time. But they're holding you to that because that's what you made a vow that you're going to do. And when you make a vow to God, don't delay fulfilling it, because it does not delight in fools that fulfill what you vow. My, 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 my. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this show today on a vow. If anyone would like to come in on the show today on keeping a vow, feel free. Hallelujah.
Unmuted.
Caller 777, you're not online. Would you like to say something? and call us 770, hear us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They're probably on hold. They'll probably come back. But we give God praise for this show today. Making a vow, knowing, and keeping a vow.
Press one. I pressed one, sweetheart. I didn't hear nobody.
Okay, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm trying to come in. How you doing? This is Prophet Andrew Sims. How's everybody doing?
That's fine, just fine.
Well, it's a wonderful lesson. Hey, since you're talking about vows, you got several different types of vows. You got vows that's known. You got vows that's unknown. You got vows that's implied. And then you got vows that's not implied. What about the vow that we've got that we obligated to God to bring him glory, honor, and praise for him creating us? Would you consider that a vow?
Yes.
Is there any way that you can comment on that, Matt?
Yes. When we make a vow to God, we have to keep that vow no matter what is going on around us. Or with us, when we go to God and tell God, I vow that I'm going to do thus and so. I vow that I will do the assignment. I'm going to use that example. The assignment you have given me, God, I vow that I'm going to uphold this vow until you release me from the vow. I will do it. When you feel the vow has been done and done it the way you want it, but for me just to try to get out of it on my own and know that's a commitment that I made between you and I, God, it's a consequence that's going to be paid. Can you hear me? Area code 770. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we're giving God praise today. I think the call might have dropped. Oh,
Madam Keith, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now, sir. I couldn't hear you before. Thank you so much for coming back on.
Okay, what I'm talking about an unimplied vow. I'm talking about there's a lot of people don't know that they've got that they have an obligation or an obligatory vow to God by him creating them to give him glory, honor, and praise. A lot of people aren't aware of that, right?
Right.
So only thing that I'm saying, what about the many people that aren't aware or unknown of a vow that they have obligated to God and not aware of it?
Mm.
Then how do people find out about the vow? In other words, when God created you, since you didn't create yourself,
mm-hmm.
when God created, you automatically have a vow to be given to God. Now, the fact of the matter is, it is the church's responsibility to ensure and guarantee that the understanding of these vows are kept. But
mm-hmm.
I never did know that I had a vow to God for him creating me as a Christian. So I didn't feel I had to keep the vow.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't even know that I made one. Would you mind commenting on that?
Well, Carla, I am so glad you say that, because that is so true, a proven factor, that people take everything for granted. Nobody had really, and I'm glad you brought that question up, because we may have some other people that may call in and want to, or even on the chat line may want to say something on that. That they didn't realize when God created them that they had made a vow. People don't know that in the church. They're not being taught that, Carla. So they don't know. Would you like to enlighten them a little bit more on that?
Well, I can't right now. I'm indisposed, but give me about another 10 minutes, I'll be able to.
All righty. Well, I'll just hold you to it, and I'll just go on a little bit and be waiting for you to come back in. praise the Lord, because a lot of people was not aware of that. And that's why I tell people to call in, because overseers say they don't have all the answers. I'm learning every day. Every day I'm learning a little bit more about God's word and things that he expects of us, even when we make a vow. You know, certain rules, when you think about contract in the law, you know, contract laws is that once a contract is made, one party can't arbitrate, decide to modify or cancel it. Once they did the contract, they went through it, they signed it. For instance, you sign a contract on an apartment, you sign a contract for a house. These people are expecting you to keep your end of the bargain. In other words, they expect you to keep your vow. We're just breaking it down to different aspects on vows. And, you know, as Christians, we can be truly thankful that God's contract with us is binding and firm. You know, otherwise, he might give us what we deserve. However, God said that if we wish to be forgiven, we must forgive others. So you know you need to forgive somebody. You done made that vow to God. Forgive that person. Clear that up. Move on. You know, if we wish to exercise God's promises, to call upon him in our day of trial, we must pay our vow. You know, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I shall rescue you and you will honor me. You'll find that in Psalms 50, verses 14 and 15. It's in your Bibles if you haven't tore your pages out. You will find it right in there. And I gave you earlier a lot of scriptures that you can go to the Word of God and find out and read them for yourself on making a vow. You know, once a Christian has agreed to submit to an authority, and we'll just say, as we was talking about, like, athletic contracts or in the sport world or arena, the different contracts that they sign, you know, the people don't expect them to break them contracts. You know, clearly the Apostle Paul did not condone or approve of slavery, but in Ephesians 6 and 5, he admonished Christian slaves to be obedient to their master, and not to give eye service, but to do their work sincerely as unto Christ. You know, when a Christian honors his authority, God promised his reward will come from the Lord, not man. Let me say that again. When a Christian honors his authority, talking about Jesus, God, God promised his reward will come from the Lord. My. You know, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free. And you'll find that in Ephesians 6 and 8. Well, we are thanking God today for this topic on keeping a vow. And learning more today from our caller that called in today. Did you know that you had a vow with God when he created you? You haven't been hearing that taught in the church. We have to be so careful when we're doing things. And we say, it's unto the Lord. Are we doing this for the Lord? We better be very careful when we open our mouth, what we're stating, what we're saying, and what we're doing. Because our actions are saying, while mouth saying one thing, action showing something else. Is my caller back on? Praise God, praise God. I thank Patron Greg for coming on the line today. Thank you so much. If you would like to say something, just chat, type it in the chat. Love to have you on the program this morning. Hoping it was something said thus far that have helped guest 1061, guest 1147 along the way. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for calling number 409, caller 770, caller 713. Thank you so much for coming in today online and keeping a vow. As soon as the other caller, he was indisposed for a few minutes, he said he would be back on because he was going to explain to you a little bit more about the vow that was made. We was created by God. And, you know, that was the first time I myself heard that because I had not heard that in any of the churches I attended or visit on that particular part on a vow. So I know that's vitally important to everyone that's listening to this broadcast today. You know, in coming up to our conclusion today, James put it into proper perspective. But prove yourself doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. You'll find that in James 1 and 22. And therefore, to one who knows the right things to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. You'll find that in James 4 and 17. You know, each believer will have to decide before the Lord what vows he has made, and each case be willing to fulfill them regardless. I said that earlier. When you make a vow, you got to be willing to fulfill that vow that you have made, regardless of what the circumstances is. You have to fulfill your portion of the vow that you said you would do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is our guest back on yet? Can he speak at this time? Because we have guests on. We have people on listening for that nugget today. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I'm having pictures all the day.
That would help everyone today.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering.
Yes, ma'am.
Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are
good. A good one.
I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out.
Thank you, man.
Hurt and abuse. I can't say what's left. Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.